Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about making a memorable memorial. Clients looking to establish a financial memorial in the name of a loved one should set a goal and a time frame for the fund and then team with an appropriate community foundation or nonprofit to administer the funds. Find a focus, maybe something your loved one believed in or attended, and then pair up with an organization. Running a fund and being compliant tends to take more time and money than is necessary. A scholarship, for example, can be administered through a university or other nonprofit, allowing the person donating or raising the money to avoid the tax and legal compliance issues that come with administering the fund. The donor typically can still direct how the funds are awarded. The development officer of the school can tell donors if they have some sort of minimum requirements for how much must be donated or for how long the scholarship is expected to exist. Now, unless a family or individual has at least $1 million or more likely over $5 million, it does not make sense to set up a foundation due to the expense of running it. Clients who may be interested in setting up a fund that would send money to individuals or groups outside the United States would still need special guidance because of the added complexities of donating outside the country. It is important that donors decide how much they want to be involved with the distribution of the funds before they approach an organization. Take the time to choose the organization and make sure that it can carry out the goals you want on behalf of your loved one. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.